Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Breaking news from ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Rajon Rondo has signed a one-year deal with the L.A. Lakers, so can't wait to hear what LaVar Ball thinks about that. Rondo, of course, it's interesting. LeBron, in the finals, talked about how important it is to be surrounded by cerebral players. Rondo has a reputation of being maybe the best in that regard, and he was terrific in the playoffs this year. So that's another interesting development with the NBA's biggest and brightest franchise. What does Bobby Marks think of it? He's making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bobby, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Gary. How you doing?
Everything's all right in my world. I appreciate you being here. I won't keep you too long because I know you're busy.
No problem. You got me at a good time. So I got some writer's cramp right now, so I need a little break.
Good. I'm glad to be the reason your fingers get to rest a bit. So Rondo to the Lakers. Let's start there. That's the breaking news. What do you make of that?
Well, what they did was they renounced Julius Randle, which is, you know, I thought Randle would be there for about a year. And you know, what usually, Gary, what happens there is that you get to a compromise with the agent, and you're going to need to work with Aaron Mintz's agent from CAA down the road. So you let Randle go, you let him go into free agency. Now he's unrestricted. Now you bring Rondo in on a 1-year, $9 million deal. And you needed a point guard, and even with Lonzo Ball there, you needed a point guard, a veteran point guard to push Lonzo, and you've got I'll tell you what, you've got an interesting set of characters out there in Los Angeles now. That's an understatement.
I mean, with JaVale McGee, who is legendary in being a character, obviously Lance Stephenson, now Rondo, even though Rondo's interesting because he's widely regarded as one of the smartest players in the NBA, but also one of the most difficult / just tough to get along with guys. He and Rick Carlisle famously like butted heads badly. And like it's all surrounding LeBron James. So it's interesting what they're doing. Who knows if it's gonna work or not, but they're putting together a collection of characters, like you said.
No, it is interesting. I mean, I think that was always the big thing as far as, you know, when we started to get an idea that LeBron was if he was gonna go to Los Angeles, it was gonna be by himself. Or who was, you know, all right, well, what is the supporting cast going to look like besides the, you know, your young core there? And, you know, once he committed last night, you know, they got right out of the gates with, you know, one of their signings. And they made it pretty clear that they're only signing guys to one-year contracts. They're going to stay conservative and go into 2019 with some cap space again to go out and sign a max level contract, or if there's a trade to be had for you know, a player like Kawhi Leonard, you know, they'll be in position to do so.
Talking to Bobby Marks, ESPN front office insider, here on 92.9 FM ESPN. That's one of the points I've made, is that, you know, I am assuming LeBron would love it if there were another superstar in the Lakers franchise right now, but really, like, he just needs one by the trade deadline. And there are going to be guys available at the trade deadline who aren't available now. And so if the Lakers can't get a deal for Kawhi done, can't they just hold on to these young assets until then? And, like, then somebody who's not available today, an all-star level guy even, becomes available and you can do a deal then.
Oh, you're right. I mean, it's funny because, you know, when was the last time LeBron James was on a team with a team that had potential cap space going into the summer?
Right.
You know, I don't remember it in Miami, or I know, you know, you got there with cap space, but I don't remember in Miami or in Cleveland him being basically the pitch man in free agency and for something to sell. And I think when he signed that 4-year contract, 3 years, you know, 3 years guaranteed, the fourth is a player option. you know, he signaled that, you know, I'm not here just for a year. It's going to be a little bit of a slow process in the beginning with getting these guys up to speed here. But I think the reality is, and he knows what's up north with Golden State and with Houston, that he's willing to be, you know, a little bit patient with this group.
Were you surprised at the 4 years, though? I don't think anybody expected that because he had never done that before. But the message seems to be, like, when he does have to recruit guys, and that might be happening right now, he can tell them, listen, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. My family's settling in. This is where we're going to be for 4 years. Is that possibly at least partly the root of it?
Yeah, I think if he would have done the one-on-one, you know, a player option for the second year, I think that would have been probably more likely in Cleveland, you know, just to kind of leave his options again. But it's hard to keep when you're changing teams, it's hard to do the, you know, have a player option hanging over your head going, and then because that's all the talk is, you know, and that puts a lot of pressure on the organization to go out and do a Kawhi Leonard trade and try to move some of your younger players because you're in that win now approach. And I think with the 4 year contract, it gives you a little bit of breathing room.
The Kawhi Leonard thing is now probably the biggest thing out there. If you were in San Antonio's front office, what would you be advising them to do?
I would probably advise them to look for the best package out there. I don't know if this relationship is repairable at this point. That Supermax is coming close, and I would be stunned if that's even on the table right now. And, you know, I would say we could probably take the Lakers out of the equation right now just based on how their signings and how to make a deal work. It's going to be extremely hard to make the money work. So if you were San Antonio, you were probably looking east. You're looking at Philadelphia and you're looking at Boston as far as what those teams can offer. The hard part is that, you know, with him being on an expiring and no certainty that he's going to sign, you know, the Spurs aren't going to get the best offer. You know, he's not on 2 years, 2 years left on his contract. So I think if you're San Antonio, you're looking to probably cut bait and bring back the best available. I mean, you were a playoff team last year without him. And, you won 47, 48 games. You'll certainly be a playoff team again. It's just probably not with Kawhi Leonard.
And, listen, his camp, at least, has made it clear he prefers to go to L.A., but the Spurs don't have to care about that at all any more than the Pacers cared about it with Paul George. And I think the fear has always been with somebody on an expiring contract. Listen, if they've already made it known that they want to go to a very specific place, if we're not that very specific place, like, we don't really want to give up assets to rent somebody for a year. And yet Oklahoma City was willing to gamble. They did it, and it paid off. On Saturday night, Paul George announced that even though a year ago, I don't think he had any plans to stay in Oklahoma City, he announced that he's staying in Oklahoma City. Does that change the way the Kawhi Leonard thing goes down at all, or is it Paul George is a certain guy and Kawhi Leonard's a different guy? One has nothing to do with the other.
I think it's a little different just because I'm looking at what the market's going to be next year in 2019. I think this year was different because there were so many few all-star or all-NBA type players, you know, besides LeBron, Chris Paul, Paul George, you know, certainly DeMarcus Cousins is still out there. I don't think if you were, the pool of players for LeBron to pick from wasn't there. So I think if you are if you're LeBron James and you're waiting on a superstar like Kawhi Leonard, or if you're the Lakers, I think there's a great pool of guys like, you know, Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler, Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, Marc Gasol. I mean, there's a litany of free agents that could be really appealing, next year. So if I'm the Lakers, or I wouldn't be scared off what happened with Paul resigning in Oklahoma City. I thought that Sam Presti, their GM, did a great job, and I call it in-house recruiting because you had him for a whole year, right, and you were able to sell, and you get a guy like Russell Westbrook there. So, yeah, I mean, if he got to Philly or Boston, could Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens sell him on the future? They certainly can, but I think there's a good fallback for if you're the Lakers as far as what that free agent class next year is going
to
be.
Talking to Bobby Marks from ESPN here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Some people, and by some I mean a lot, not necessarily reputable reporters, but just basketball fans, are speculating that Rondo being signed means that Lonzo is going to be available in some deal. Is that people just connecting dots unreasonably, or is there something to it?
I think it's connecting dots, you know, because, he's going into the second year. He was the number 2 pick in the draft. He's going into a second year, and he's on a controllable contract. So Yeah, and he's got an injury right now.
Right.
So I think any veteran they would have got there. It's, you know, Rondo's a little bit different just because he is, you know, he's playoff battle tested. The likelihood is when they are in big games, you will have Rondo on the court. So I think you probably, I think it's a great learning tool for Lonzo. I mean, you know, I think Rondo is probably as good as a person to learn from, and you know, it's almost like an extension of your coaching staff there. So yeah, I don't know if I'd put the writing on the wall for you know, Lonzo Ball's futures just because Rondo's there.
You mentioned DeMarcus Cousins earlier. Obviously, he's also injured, but an amazing talent, but suffered an injury that is difficult to bounce back from. Do you have a sense for what the market is for Boogie Cousins right now?
It's not good.
I know.
I mean, it's not good at all. I mean, I thought that, you know, we all know what would have happened if he'd stayed healthy, but I thought Dallas would have been a fallback option for him had DeAndre opted in L.A., and, you know, especially with them drafting Luka Doncic. But it's, you know, I mean, New Orleans is not offering the max contract there. I mean, that's not coming, you know, on a, you know, $175 million deal. So I think if you're DeMarcus, you're probably going to take a short-term deal. I mean, can you get 2 years, $40 million, or even 1 year at $20, $25 million and try to go back out there in 2019? But, yeah, I mean, and the teams that have room are ones that are, you know, are rebuilding.
I'm wrapping up here with Bobby Marks from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. I think some extremely optimistic Grizzlies fans were hoping that Will Barton might be available for the mid-level. Obviously, that became untrue very quickly into free agency, signed a 50-year deal with Denver. Do you have an understanding of who might be available to the Grizzlies with the mid-level right now?
Hey, Gary, I got to go. I got a call coming in from ESPN. I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay. You're
I completely understand. I've been there. Go do your thing.
That's Bobby.
Okay.
Go do your thing. No, that's Bobby Marks from ESPN.
Well, we had him while we did.
PN. No, well, with breaking news, the Rondo news, I was assuming he's going to get called on
television. He'll be on TV here in about a minute.
In about a minute, right. So I'm completely understanding of that. The Rondo thing is interesting, and if you missed it, the breaking news in the past 20 minutes, he's reached a one-year, $9 million deal with the Los Angeles Lakers to play with LeBron James. And so what it appears is happening is that the Lakers would have loved to have done a deal already for Kawhi Leonard, but that hasn't happened, and it's I think maybe doubtful that it will, because the Spurs might just say, we're not going to put two of the best five players in the world on the same team.
Yeah.
Like, we can prevent that from happening at least for a year. And so that's what we're going to do. We'll send him anywhere else, but we're not sending him to L.A. That might ultimately be where they're at. And if you can't get Kawhi Leonard, then you'd have loved to have gotten Paul George. But there's some thought, and this was interesting, that when the Lakers went like all excited trying to get Kawhi Leonard, it sort of turned off Paul George.
Right.
Like, you know what? Like, hold up.
I read that.
Now I'm the third.
I'm the helper.
Guy. I'm the secondary. Yeah. Like, I'm the backup plan. Yeah. If you can't get a deal done for Kawhi Leonard,
yeah, right.
Like, I'll just stay here with Russ and they'll throw a party for me in Oklahoma City.
Absolutely.
So if you can't get Kawhi, and that may or may not still happen, but I'm skeptical.
Yep.
And you can't get Paul George, and Chris Paul like stayed in Houston. Well, there's not another guy who's worth all of that cap space. There's not another max-level guy out there for you available via free agency. So what it looks like they're doing is just getting all these guys on one-year deals. Kadavius Caldwell-Pope, Rondo,
Stevenson.
JaVale McGee, Lance Stevenson, and they've just decided we're going to put the best pieces we can find, even if they aren't great, around LeBron in year one. We'll keep trying to do a deal for Kawhi. If we can't get that done at the trade deadline, other all-star level guys are going to be available. Maybe we'll do a deal then. And then either way, we've got all those one-year contracts coming off the books in summer of 2019. And that's when Klay Thompson is available.
Yeah.
It's when Marc Gasol is available. It's when Kyrie Irving is available. There's a whole other free agency class filled with max-level guys. And so I don't know that I like every deal the Lakers have done, but I understand what they're doing. I don't know that I agree with this collection of players, but they seem to have a pretty clear plan, and that's to give LeBron the best chance they can give him while understanding they're limited in what they can do in year one, but be ready to go in year two. They have that cap space open July 2019 and let LeBron be the one that recruits somebody and spends really the next year recruiting somebody to come join him in year two. We'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.